Reish Pei Beis Sif Hei. The Mechaber discusses a case where after they finished laning and they already said the Chatzi Kaddish after Shvi, after the last Aliyah, they realized that the only person who knows how to be Maftir, how to read the Haftarah, is the person who just got called up for Shvi. So now this person is going to read the Haftarah. He also has to be called up for Maftir. As Mishtabur explains, we never allow reading the Haftarah for Navi without first that person who gets the Aliyah of reading the Haftarah Navi without him first reading from the Torah, getting Aliyah from the Torah. The people should not mistakenly think that Navi is the Iker, or be a chsarin and kavod Torah, be resigned to the Torah. So this person who had Shvi, and we just said Kaddish, so now he's going to make the brachas again, lefanel, achra, shebachavano, shenasalanu, with the baruchu, he's going to get the Aliyah of Maftir, and he'll have Maftir, and then he'll lay in the Haftarah, even though he just got that past Aliyah, he'll get the next Aliyah again. Ideally, the person who got called up for Shvi should not be the one getting called up for Maftir, but if they realize that there's no one else, and no one else knows how to read the Haftarah, so then it'll be him. Nowadays, we have a Bakari, a different person getting the Aliyah, but for whatever it is, if he's going to have to be the person who's going to have to be called up and sing the brachos for the Haftarah, then he also should be the person who's getting the Aliyah from Maftir. Now, let's say they realized before they got to the end of laning that the person was getting Shvi, let's say they realized before Shvi, that the person who's getting Shvi, he's going to have to be the one getting called up to say the Haftarah. So then the Ramal says that rather they should have the person get Shvi, and let Shvi double up as the Maftir Aliyah from the Torah, and then lay in the Haftarah, and then say Kaddish afterwards. Because since we paskin that really the Maftir is Oilim and Shiva, the same Aliyah which is used for Maftir could really be part of the seven, so it's not a big deal. This person will finish the Parsha as the seventh Aliyah, and then he'll make the Bracha Shnoslan the Tarasemis, he'll make the Bracha Shnav Torah, Lein will have Haftarah, and after that the Kaddish will be said afterwards. And the truth is, the Prima Gondam says, Mishbura brings down, that every time if you have Maftir and they forgot to say Kaddish after Shvi, and they already called it Maftir, the late Maftir, they should not say the Kaddish then between Maftir and the Haftarah. Rather, they should wait till after the Haftarah and the Brachas after the Haftarah and say the Chatzi Kaddish then. Because once you say the Kaddish, then it's already like a new start. And you can't just lay Navi, you have to lay Torah before lay Navi. So I might walk in and just hear Navi and think that Navi is the Iker. Now, the Mishbura says that Achrim say that Shabbos Chazoin, the meaning is to be at the Rav got Maftir. If it's such a Shabbos like Shabbos Chazoin or anything like that, the Rav gets Maftir, the Rav should not get Shlishi. The only thing we should call up for is Maftir. It's not ideal to call the same person up for both the regular Aliyah and for Maftir. But if need be, it can be done. Preferably avoid, though, the Shvi person. Sevav, let's say the Bakari made a mistake and he finished the Parashah with Shishi. By the sixth Aliyah, he read to the end, he finished, and then he even said Kaddish. So the Mechaber says, you call up the Maftir, you do Maftir with Haftarah, and that Maftir could also double up as Shvi. Like we said, Maftir make it in, Maftir is Oilim and Shiva. Maftir could be one of the seven Aliyahs. So of course, at Chilu we don't do this, but if this is circumstances, what happened, so then this is what you do. Sif Zayin. Let's say the lane from the Torah in the morning, and they missed the Pasuk. So we have to have someone go up to the Torah, make the Bracha, and lane that Pasuk together with two other Pesukim, because you have to have three Pesukim, and make the Bracha afterwards. And this, even if they first realize after Haftarah, after Musaf, they have to take out Sefer Torah special, and lean this Pasuk there with two Pesukim near it. Mishnah Berurah says, Lav Davka missed the Pasuk, even if they realize they missed one word. Mishnah Berurah says, less common. That's what the Chabbis talk about. If you're reading the Pasuk, you're probably not going to miss a word, but it doesn't make a difference. Miss a Pasuk, miss a word, you have to take the Sefer Torah back out, and lean that Pasuk together with two other Pesukim. Reish Pei Gimel. On Shabbos, we do not take out a Sefer Sheni like we do on Yom Tov to read the Parsha Sof on Shabbos. You know, Yom Tov, we take out a second Sefer to read Parsha Sof Yom Tov. And the Mechabes is the reason we don't do it on Shabbos, because only two Pesukim, Vyem and Shabbos, only two Pesukim. Aliyah has to be at least three. Mr. Burr explains that to stop adding a third Pasuk has nothing to do with Shabbos, we're not going to do that. Mr. Burr brings a Tosfos, another reason why we don't lay in the Vyem and Shabbos every Shabbos. The reason is because the Haftarah has to be Minyan of the last Kriya. So we're going to lay in the Vyem and Shabbos every Shabbos, and all the Haftarahs always have to be about that. All the Haftarahs will be the same, Minyan and Shabbos, and not be about the Parsha. We don't want all the Haftarahs Minyan Echot, so that's why we don't lay in the Vyem and Shabbos on Shabbos. Simon Reish Pedal starts discussing the lochos of the Haftarah, the Maftir Menavi, from the Indian of the Parsha. Shlur brings some Levush that he says does understand why people don't have the Haftarahs, Shuls don't have the Haftarahs written out, Kenen Sefer, Kosher on Klav, Uvidyoi, with the whole Hilchos Sefer Torah. Levush holds not yet to create Haftarah, unless it's written by hand, the whole Hilchos Sefer Torah, or in such an appropriate manner. Taz and Al Gavron, the Miyash of the Minig, they say that printed is good enough, and even if it's not a klaf, and it's not a glula, it's printed as a sefer, it's also good enough. But the Magavram holds you have to have a Navi Shalim, the whole sefer Yeshua, the whole sefer Shmuel, the whole sefer Malachim, the whole sefer Yechezkel, not just the Haftarah printed in the back of the Chumash, Eli Rabbah is like that as well. If you only have the Chumash, Kibisemach, not the Vata, the Haftarah, Blachatkilo, you should have Navi Shalim, and best really is to have klaf, and the shameless Vav Kedusha, and that's the way to do it, that's how the Goyim did it, and many Kalas and Klaas do it, Asherei Chalkam.